John joined KBTX right after he graduated from Sam Houston State. I think he was working in sales at a radio station in Huntsville, and the then general manager, Harry Gillum, who actually started the station with Buddy Bostic back in 1957, hired John right out of college, and he joined the sales staff and was promoted to general manager, and actually is one of the two people that hired me at KBTX. Very versatile in what he could do. Probably most of all is going to be his wit and creativity that are going to really leave a big hole for all of us.
So in his various roles, then, he obviously had connections with the cross section of the Brazos Valley then.
Yeah, I mean, he was involved in a number of civic endeavors. He had a special passion for the Brazos Animal Shelter and certainly served an awful long time with Royce and the crew at the Bryan College Station Chamber. I think it's pretty much the behind-the-scenes stuff that John did, more than what he did actually on air for the 5 o'clock news or for so many years there, and then moving into the Brazos Valley This Morning slot. I think it's probably his creativity and innovation that we all worked to form to help bring KBTX from something we don't ever want to be as a typical type small market station to something that has a different look and feel, because we feel like this area expects much more, and he created things like Classroom Champions that continues to live on. But that was John's idea that got started, and, you know, things like that and other contributions that he made as part of the staff is where that's going to be the biggest hole to fill, because what he did, he kept the community in mind, and certainly what was good for people or what benefited people who needed help. So, you know, there's a lot of spirit there that he brought on a number of levels to the TV station.
You also made a reference that he was there when you came to KBTX. I'm sure he was an invaluable resource.
Yeah, we actually, it's kind of weird because we had crossed paths many years before when we were on a board together during, I think, an employee or what they call a job fair type thing by Texas Association of Broadcasters. And we would be on the same panel together, sit on opposite ends of the table. He was in TV, I was in radio, but everybody knew of John from his radio days in Huntsville because of the station he worked at and the one I was with in Temple were co-owned and shared by a couple of gentlemen at the time. So I'd always heard about John, but actually didn't meet him then. And then finally for our paths to cross in 1991, it's one of the best career moves that I ever made, because he and Jim Baronet approached me about a position that was going to be open there. And we worked very closely together for, you know, almost 20 years.
Well, on the internet, I've been trying to open up the KBTX website. Been during the course of this conversation, maybe for a minute or two before that, and there's an awful lot of people trying to get on there because mine still hasn't loaded up yet. And that says again a lot about the man.
Well, you know, we hope the pipe is big enough to handle a lot, because it does push a lot of traffic through in a month's time. But, yeah, that is our, you know, we just wanted to pay a little bit of honor to John for all he had done for us through the years. And, you know, a lot of territory to cover there. And certainly that open letter is not representative of the feature that I think we've got ready to run tonight, or one that we'll probably do as a follow-up. But, he was one of those people that, you know, came into people's homes every night, and that's the good and bad about the business and media that we're in, and in particular television. You feel like you know these people, and then when they're taken away, it's a really personal matter.
And I think it's even more special because in smaller markets, there's not the length of tenure that you see very often, and KBTX is a wonderful example of a lot of people have been around for a long time, and that means it's really family with the viewers.
Well, and it's family with internally. I think that's probably one of the things that John Gilbert did. I know he wouldn't think that I'm betraying confidence, but just a few minutes ago, as I was on the phone with the staff to officially make the announcement to them, after I hung up on the conference that we had with the staff there, John made a statement that I don't know that I'm the person to speak, since I haven't been here that long, but one of the reasons I came was the family atmosphere, and in particular, John Bowes and the length of time that we've all had the privilege of working together. And of course, in media, you're right. I mean, there are small markets that have a lot of turnover, and I think it's times like this that remind us that we're very fortunate that so many have been there for so long. We've just always said, fed sheep don't stray. And I think if people are being fulfilled in what they're doing and rewarded and like the quality of life that Bryan College Station brings, that's one of the biggest assets that we can do in recruiting employees that hopefully turn into long-term. And, Bill, if I could say, yesterday when we were meeting personally with the sales staff, we've been meeting twice a day with an update, much like what the folks at Bryan Broadcasting or any place else in town will do. Our job's a 24/7 business. And I reminded the sales staff the best way to honor John and to eventually honor his memory is to continue to push for a higher level of professionalism. We are still responsible for feeding some 64 family units that are employed by KBTX, and that he would have it no other way that we continue to do our job. Is it difficult lately, or are we just finding ourselves staring into space? You bet we are. But part of the longevity that you talk about with people working there is that it's a seasoned crew, and we will carry on, but it will never be the same. It'll be different, but it won't ever be the same.
I understand this was an awfully quick illness.
It really was, and ultimately John had a number of complications. The doctors cited a really aggressive form of lymphoma, and it just really took its toll quickly. I think those that know him, it's no secret that he'd been struggling with getting rid of some illnesses like sinus that developed in the flu, and then some congestion, other things that set in. But in the long term, I think that it's a blessing, because it didn't last so long. He was at work last Wednesday, and I had a really firm talk with him about his health because I was concerned at that time. And, it happened really rapidly. And for John's sake, we got to spend a lot of time together down the home stretch. And, I'm very grateful for that. But, it was time for him to go. Nobody should have to, suffer for an extended period of time, and I think that he was granted grace in that, and we just, couldn't be happier for having known him or for, the quick exit that he made from here. I think it's a blessing to him and to his family and all the colleagues that held him close.
Anything else to share with our listeners and your viewers?
I don't really think so. I mean, Bill, you could go on with stories, and that's part of the deal. We've been dealing with this partly in humor because John had such a sense of humor, and, we were partners in crime for an awful long time, and it just, the sting is going to be there for a while, but there's not anybody in media, Bill. Before we got on this interview, you said that you'd learned a lot about sensitivity training during this time. Granted, but I will tell you, I don't know of a profession that can become humorous at the same time, even in the face of adversity. I think that's how we deal with it. And I know that your guy, Ben Downs, is one of the masters at that, and why I like him so much. He can make me laugh even when I don't want to, or Chase or some of those guys. It's just, I don't know. I think that that's the number one thing that you can find some good in everything that happens, and that's probably going to be the number one thing I feel that we're going to have the toughest time overcoming is not having that dry, quick wit at just the right moment, and that's probably the biggest thing we're going to miss.
I'm sure somebody will pick up the slack, and in some form it always seems to work out.
Well, yeah, I mean, it will. As I was saying, it's a seasoned crew, and that's the good and the bad. The bad is that we've been together so long, you just take for granted we're all going to be there, and John certainly wasn't on the radar as one of those people that we would lose first from a chemistry of people that whose employment tenures there range from 37 years on down, but several who have been there 10, 15 years or more. And, yeah, we'll take up the slack. You're darn right. I mean, that's the good side. Bad side is we're going to really miss him, and it hurts a lot more. The good side is that it is a seasoned crew, and from the news department on back, our business is a 24/7 operation. You can't just shut it down and take off, and that's what we signed on for, and certainly the slack will be picked up somehow. It'll take us a while to get our feet back under us, but just as John was one of those guys who could pick himself up after we had a challenge hit us, so it will be, and I'm sure he'd have it no other way.